time to read any music, I'm going to tell you just what to do. You're just going to shake it. Let's see. Let me take my notes out of here. So, let me first tell you a little bit about what this song is about. I'm going to move this back a bit here so that I can see everyone in one glance. About what the song is about, I know you all can read the cover notes, but this was probably written in the early 1900s in Taiwan, which used to be known as Formosa. It's a whole other country from China, although they used to be one country, and they each claim to be the sole country called China. At any rate, the song was written in the early 1900s, and railroads had just come to Formosa at the time, and people who lived in entirely rural communities, mountainous, very wet, tropical communities, were finally able to get to cities to work, to see the city, visit relatives who lived far away. It was as earth-shattering, as far as culture went, as the internet has been for us when railroads came into existence. And this song was written as a folk song, but it was so catchy. It has become incredibly famous. It may not sound catchy to you at first. It's pentatonic, which you're, you know, a little unfamiliar with, but you'll get familiar with it. It's a simple tune that repeats over and over again with a lot of sound effects. Now, the name of the song has nothing to do with the train. The name of the song actually translates as the jingling sound of small coins. Cue the sound effect. Yes. So, if you can hear that, and you can shake it a little bit here. Shake it up a little bit, too. Yeah. Yeah. Good, thank you. If you've ever slept a night in a house with a corrugated roof, the water coming down on the roof can make an almost identical sound. And if you go online and listen to some recordings of sound effects of rain on a roof, soothing, it's supposed to put you to sleep at night so that you could sleep. It's white noise. But it's almost the same sound. And the person or people who wrote this folk song realized that. And so this this title actually reads, the first character, Diu, is D-I-U, is actually a sound that's very similar to one drop of water landing in a puddle. And you may not think it sounds that way, but neither does ding-dong sound. If you see the word ding-dong, has nothing to do with the sound you hear in your head of a doorbell. But it actually does sound a little bit, if you listen to the sound of a drop, one droplet of water, it actually sounds a little bit like doop, doop. So one dew, why don't you all say that, dew. One of them would be one droplet of water, which sometimes occurs in the piece. And two of them in Chinese doubles up, doesn't just turn into two droplets of water, but it just means more. And at one point in the piece, there's two of them, and then more. There are more in the piece. There's one place where there's four of them, and all the water cascades down. And what's happening is there's a train going through a tunnel, and the tunnel is made, it's kind of rough hewn. It's rough cut out of the rock, and it's wet. There's condensation, and there's also streamlets that come down inside the tunnel. And as the train proceeds through the tunnel, that sound gets louder and louder and sometimes drowns out the voices of the people who are talking on the train and even can drown out the chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga that's going on in the background. So this song actually has a great number of sound effect words, which I won't explain to you what they actually mean, but they actually have some meaning in the context of the song, which I'm going to tell Christy about when I meet with her. But we won't go all into there, but I'm going to tell you how to pronounce those sound effect words and a couple of the major phrases today, and then we'll stop and wait for the rest some other time. So that's my intro. Let's start with actually the music itself. and just go through it. So you've got, well, if we actually started at the beginning, it starts with, ooh, with the first sopranos, and probably Christie's going to pick a couple of people on this very high note. People with raucous voices. This is not what you're going to get for Auld Lang Syne. This is going to be, if your voice is really harsh, this is the song for you to aim for those high notes.
Not folk music.
Well, it's actually, the sound of it in Chinese would actually be fairly harsh. But all right, folky is fine. It's clearly a train whistle. You don't need anybody to explain this to you. In fact, if you can play the beginning, the first, it's ooh, and it's a train whistle, and the train is coming. And there's sometimes these get quite high, and it will be up to the sopranos who are doing this, and I'll talk to Christie about this. But it's actually okay to start this with a very quiet H sound or a guttural kind of sound to get you started on the notes is also a perfectly fine pronunciation of that. Then the next thing I know is the second altos, but we're going to do, since we're with the first sopranos, we're going to do that. The next thing reads C-H-I. You want to make a note in there. It has nothing to do with C-H-I. It's pronounced, you hit the C-H, and then you can't hold that sound and extend it out. You're going to turn it into an S-H sound. So it's it's the sound of, clearly, the steam engine blowing off its steam. So you hit that C-H hard and just turn it into an S-H. So that part's pretty easy. Now let's get to the second altos in the second measure. And you've got what sounds like yoiking from an old piece that we've got. It's the same exact words, and they almost mean the same thing, coincidentally or not. But anyway, it's hey-ya, hey-ya. And maybe you can actually play that. Hey, hey-ya, yeah, yes, hey. Yeah, hey. Yes. And it's good, it's perfectly fine to make them staccato. They're separate words. And they actually, curiously, this is the same in almost all languages. They almost mean hey. Yeah, hey. It's actually the characters, which I pulled all the characters for various translations of various versions of this piece. And it's actually people, the sound of voices, people talking to each other. It's not clear whether the people in this song, and there are different versions that I've seen online acted out or sung, read the words to. It's not clear whether the people in this song are, in some versions, they're passengers on the train, and in some versions, they're standers-by or men walking home from work. But either way, the hey-ya hey is people talking. And it's pretty happy talk. So we won't do the rhythms. We're going to move into everybody doing the what is the second soprano pronunciations in measure five. Oh, I'm sorry, here. Measure four, sorry about that. And ho 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 for the first alto. Sorry to have forgotten you. It's not ho, it's ho ho. Yes, so you don't close the vowel on that.
Sorry.
That's okay. Ho, maybe H-O-H with a short O, ho, 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 and you're not really pronouncing the final H, you're just using it to tell you how to pronounce the O. All right, let's get to the good stuff, some actual words, and let's everybody do this. The first word that matters is Hui Cha, and this is in the second soprano line, you can see it written out. Hui Cha, that's an actual word. It means fire car, And just like we say in English, fire engine, this is a compound word, and it means train, the train. So let's have everyone say Hui Cha.
Hui Cha.
Yes, and whatever you need to write that down is fine. Now the next word is has been the hardest for me to come up with the right pronunciation for in the whole piece, but I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen and what I think it's going to, I'm sure it is pronounced like. It's actually two words, gi, with no N on the H. There's a minor N. It's like gi. It's, you would go as if you would say gin, but you don't put the N on it. And the reason is this is going to get faster and faster, and you're not going to be able to say the N at all. So just go with gi. And in fact, I've listened to lots of versions online, and it's everyone's saying gi. They're not saying gin. It's not an important letter to have there for it to be understood. And the second piece of that that phrase is ya, again with no ng. And not having the ng on that is consistent throughout this piece of music and is consistent to this particular dialect. In fact, pronouncing these g's as hard g's, as g instead of j sounds, is also part of the dialect of this region. Gi-yang. And I'm not really saying the ng. Gi-ya. I'm closing it out. Closing it. Also, it's a hard G. Gi-ya. Gi-ya. Yeah. Gi-ya. And it's the ng is Hui Cha Ginga. So Hui Cha Ginga. It almost turns into a ginga. And that's why that's another reason you shouldn't say the N, because that would be wrong. It's Hui Cha Ginga. Hui Cha. Yeah. Yes, there is definitely an I in there. Ginga. So the train and gin actually is a very rare word for going faster. It took me a while to find the why they were using that and figure that out. But gin is also part of a word that's used to measure the quantity of coins. And because a secondary meaning of this song is keying off of those coins, that coin sound, that's why I believe why this person chose this unusual word to mean faster rather than the common word, which would be kwai. For the train speeding, yes. So kwe cha is train, gi yang is going faster. The gya is going and the gin is faster going. And so that's what's happening in this. So why don't you all try saying Hui Cha Gi Gya.
Hui Cha Gi Gya.
That was pretty good. That was pretty damn good. All right, I'll just take that as a I did a decent job.
And
yeah, of course, got to do that. So, Hui Cha Gi Gya. We're not going to do the music, but maybe you can play it for people and people can sing it there. I would do the second soprano line here because that's the one that's going to, the tune, this is the famous tune. Yes.
The alto twos are very staccato.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting a lot of staccato into the piece we just did, and I don't know whether it's supposed to be that stuff.
Excellent question, and the answer is because these really are words, they should be more strung together. So it should be more like Hui Cha Inga.
Hui Cha Inga.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice demo.
The whole thing.
Through the whole thing. But as this gets really fast, you're going to be lucky to be able to get them out staccato. Because it does speed up, and that's the whole idea. The train is speeding up, and that's why you're singing this. Train is going faster, train is going faster, train is going faster. Right through here. All right. I'm almost done with the part that we're going to do, except now I want to get to the first sopranos. On the top of page 12, unless anyone else has a question about Quecha Gingya. I'm sorry, measure 12. Sorry about that. Hey, Christy does that too. So, let me just do, actually, no, let me do just this. No, let me start with, okay, I'm going to start with one of the sound effects. I'm not going to start with Huecha again right here. I'm going to start with a sound effect. And the sound effect here, you almost can't read it in this line. You're just going to have to imitate me, but you're going to start seeing it as you move through here. It's Ido Amu, Ido Ido Amo, Ido Ayo, Ido Amo, Ido Ayo. Yes. And there's some place in the song where the D is written, Ido is written as a T-O, then that's an error, and I'm not sure where that is, but we won't worry about that. Ido Amo, Ido Amo, Ido Amo, Ido Amo, what does that sound like? That's the chugga-chugga of the train. Ido Amo, Ido Amo, Ido Amo, Ido Ayo, Ido Amo, Ido Ayo. Yes?
There's another syllable that... At measure 12.
That's correct.
Okay.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
In 1 second, we're going to get to that. That's going to be the hard part, and you're going to curse Christy for picking this song. What's going on here is the train is going chugga 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 chugga, Ido Amo, Ido Ayo, Ido Amo, Ido Ayo. That's a regular pattern. But as it enters the tunnel, the rain starts to fall, and so intermittently you get a ping of a raindrop, which is pronounced dew. And so now if you look back at that measure 12 and find the things that say Ido Amo, Ido, and suddenly there's a droplet, dew, Ayo, before finishing it. And as the piece goes on, sometimes there are going to be building amounts of raindrops, two of them, four of them, three of them coming in there. And they happen at intermittent times, at random times, which is exactly what would happen if you were on the train, and that's why you're going to dislike having to memorize this. But if you keep in mind, it's that Ido Amo, Ido Ayo going on, and where does that droplet hit?
So I see in measure 30 that it's
T-O. That's probably the error. Yes, it's Ido, right. Wherever it is, it's Ido.
It's an awful person, so.
Right. Well, no, all four parts, the other parts there are singing their ongoing repetitive things. There are a few places. It should be D-O. I've looked at the characters. It's the same character. I've listened to the recordings. It's Do. The character is pronounced Do, and I know the character. This was one I didn't have to look up. It's Do. It means all. And if I find any that are supposed to be T-O, we will let you know exactly where they are, but I don't think there are any. So one way to study this piece of music is to look for the Ido Amos, look for where the Dio falls in there, and say to yourself, that's what I need to pointer to. I can get the Ido Amo, Ido Ayo. But I have to remember where the dew falls, or whether it's dew danga. So dew dew da. It's you almost need the ng there. Dew dew danga. It's really hard to say da a. But the name of the song would be dew dew da a. But you need the ng. It's always ah. The ng isn't pronounced. So you can cross out all those ngs, but you form it in the back of your throat as if you're going to say the ng, but you just don't pronounce it. You won't have to worry because it's so fast you won't have time for the ng. I think that was that 15 minutes? My sense is that was 15 minutes. You say yes? I don't want your eyes to glaze over. We're gonna come back to this next week, but you've actually learned an immense number of the words. There are very few more additional words here. That's actually the brunt of it.
Laura, how did you learn?
I started taking it as an undergraduate because I was, as a math and physics major, I was still required to round out my education, and I was good with languages, so I took some Chinese, and then I stuck with it, and I have a master's in it. So, but it's not my main field, but it was a subject I stuck with. Let me just see if there was anything else on my notes. Thank you. That's the end of the pronunciation. I just want to see.
21 minutes.
21 minutes. Well, I wasn't.
That was starting.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yeah.